Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang. Today, I have an exclusive interview with the man who I hope is the next president of the United States, Senator Ted Cruz from Texas. I sat down with Senator Cruz, along with Jennifer LeClaire, our senior editor, a couple of weeks ago, and we had an in-depth interview, which we are breaking into several articles on our Charisma News site, as well as several podcasts. You'll want to stay tuned because I think you'll be surprised by what you hear after this word from our sponsor.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products, and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome back to the Strang Report. When I interviewed Senator Cruz, we recorded it knowing that we would make a transcript for print, but also wanting to do a podcast for the Charisma Podcast Network. So we're breaking this into questions that I asked him. And the very first question I asked was, Senator Cruz, why do you want to be president of the United States? Here's what he had to say.
Because our country's in crisis. We're losing America. The challenges facing this nation, I think, have never been greater. We're bankrupting our kids and grandkids. Our national debt now exceeds the size of our entire economy. We're seeing our constitutional rights under assault each and every day. And America has receded from leadership in the world. And it's made the world a much more dangerous place. And I believe this next election is now or never. That we either pull back from the edge of this cliff, or we risk losing the greatest country in the history of the world. I think 4 or 8 more years down this current path would do irreparable damage to this country. And there comes a point where the hole's too deep, where the damage is too great, where our freedoms have been too far eroded that there's no going back. I don't believe we're there yet, but we are perilously close. We also know how to fix things. The nice thing about eternal truths, they're always true. The principles that built America work. And if we get back to them, America comes back. And so the reason I'm running is to fight for the free market principles and the constitutional liberties that built America and made our nation great, to restore the Judeo-Christian values that are the foundation of our nation. And I think it's now or never.
Then I asked him, what is the greatest single challenge that you feel is facing our nation, and how do you propose to fix it?
The greatest challenge is that today, for the first time in history, a majority of Americans believe our kids will have a worse life than we did. 65%. And that is the first time that has ever been the case in centuries of our history. I believe the central issue in this next election will be reigniting the promise of America. Getting back to that fundamental commitment that was true in the 1600s and 1700s and 1800s and 1900s, and which was that our children would have a better life than we did and their children a better life than they did. And I think the three keys to doing that, to reigniting the promise of America, are what I mentioned just a minute ago, bringing back jobs and growth and opportunity, number one. And you do that through tax reform and regulatory reform. Number two, defending our constitutional rights. And number three, restoring America's leadership in the world. We do those three things, and we bring back the fundamental promise of our nation.
I hope you enjoyed hearing this interview with Senator Ted Cruz. I hope you'll listen to our next podcast, in which he answers the question, under your leadership, what do you think the United States will look like in 2020 or 2024? I think you'll like his response. I also hope that you agree with me that our nation needs to make a shift, and that Senator Ted Cruz is the man who do it. Share this podcast with your friends and join us again for another edition of the Charisma Podcast Network.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Dr. Bill Hammond, founder of Christian International Ministries. Thank you, Dr. Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.